So you're putting your garlic in, you're going to give it a big squash with your pestle and mortar. Quite hard to do live on radio, but, but there you go. Oh, you can smell that. Have a smell.
Oh, that's
that.
Fantastic. I can smell it up here.
That's great. And then you're going to put your greens in, which we've got rocket here. It's the only thing I've been able to grow this year because of the rain. It's gone very well.
So does it? Would rocket grow better than it? Well, clearly it does if it's wet and miserable.
Well, rocket doesn't like too much sun. It makes it go to seed. So, yes, it does tend to grow better in rainier
British conditions.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It certainly does up here anyway. So then you're squishing your greens in your pestle and mortar.
That's really pungent as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lovely smell, isn't it?
Mm.
And then obviously you're going to be putting your nuts in. I've got, can't remember what these nuts
pistachios.
Are. Pistachios, thank you. Yeah, I've got pistachios. But that, the best thing about it is you can use all kinds of nuts. So you can use walnuts and almonds and obviously pine nuts are the sort of classic. But a lot of people actually find pine nuts give them a strange taste in their mouth. Mm-hmm. So you can't always use those. Then there's obviously lemon juice and the cheese.
What sort of cheese are you using?
Well, interestingly, I'm dairy-free, so I use the lacto-free cheese. So
I guess you could use anything then, could you?
Anything. You can use, the sort of classic is, you know, a really good hard cheese like Parmesan, but you can use feta even as well. That's lovely. Or even a bit of goat's cheese, depending on the kind of consistency that you want. So I've made a few. I've made ahead.
Like you were planning it and everything.
Oh, I know. So I want you to have a little taste. So this one is chard, which is a nice one to use, or you can use kale, something like that. Kale gives quite a bitter, quite a strong taste.
I think kale gets a bad reputation.
Yeah, I think with kale you want to use the younger leaves and take out the stem in the middle when you're using it, because that tends to be quite tough. So have a little taste of this one and see what you think. No basil in sight.
Thank you. Right. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah,
that's good with the mouth.
That's my favourite, actually. Mm. Goes really well together, doesn't it? And chard can be quite sort of buttery. I know that sounds a bit daft when it comes to greens, but it'd be quite a sort of buttery vegetable. Has a nice, soft flavour.
I'm going to pass the half-eaten biscuit over to producer John.
Yeah. So I must check that I haven't got you...
It's all right, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. I know what you mean about the pine nuts thing and the funny taste in your mouth, because I eat pesto, but I'm not... I wouldn't have it every day.
Yeah, it's called pine nut mouth, actually.
Sorry. Is it?
Yes. And it's... I get it, actually, so that's why I tend to use other nuts. So this one I'm going to show you now is the rocket and almond, which is a bit like the one I've just made. And you look at the difference in colour there.
Yeah, amazing.
One of them's quite yellow. This one's quite pale. I'm going to fill you up before lunchtime.
No bad thing. Oh, no. You can taste the rocket in that, definitely.
Yeah. You get the slight sort of tang spiciness, don't mm-hmm. you? Pepperiness, really, from that. But it's quite
nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very nice. It is. It's this sort of expectation of what pesto is going to be like, and then it's completely different to what you get out of a jar that you buy in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah. I mean, isn't it different? I mean, even the texture's different. You can see these are quite rustic. They're quite chunky. Mm-hmm. I think that's how I like them. But obviously, you know, you can blend them more and you could put in more oil or lemon juice. That's the lovely thing. I never follow a recipe for pestos. I just chuck it all in and then I have a taste and, you know, see how it goes. So this one you're not going to have, because this is basil.
This is over to you then, John.
You're not even going to have a go?
No.
So this is your classic. Oh, sorry. Blobbed it everywhere.
Classic pesto.
See what you think and see if you think that's better or worse or...
It's nice.
Yeah.
But it tastes like pesto.
Yeah. But then... But that's only because you're...
That's a really silly thing to say, but...
to that. Do you know what I mean?
It was a bit more...
Can I sniff it just to make sure that I don't like it?
Yeah.
Look, he's dropped a biscuit in there.
The other thing I was going to say was, you know, if you can't, if you find it really hard to grow basil, like most of us, you can also get herbs from the supermarket and divide them. So in a supermarket pot of basil, there's probably about 15 plants there. So if you lay them out very carefully on the table and divide them, you can put each one in a pot and grow on, you know, 15 basils, should you want to.
So here's the thing. Could you make a pesto out of anything green?
I think so, yes, within reason. Yeah, you're not going to want to use, I think sort of something like a cabbage leaf might be pushing it, or sprouts or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
No, sprout pesto might be quite nice.
No, I've never tried it. But you can make things, you know, you can use peas and beans.
Oh, peas will be nice.
Yeah, I mean, then once you get something a bit more sort of chunky, it becomes a bit more like a hummus than a pesto, I think.
Sprout hummus.
Sprout hummus, yeah.
Can we come back later in the year and try it?
We'll have to, right? Yeah.